You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and folks, Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Bengals, the 49ers by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. All right, we told you we're going to hear some sound from the Ravens. We'll continue to take your calls. It's also Mailbag Wednesday. You can tweet the show at Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily, at Matt Wilhelm 35, although he will not see it. And you can use the hashtag AskCBD, and we'll get to those. Let's start right now with John Harbaugh on facing the Browns offense and Josh McCown, who has the second most passing yards in the NFL over the last 2 weeks.
Man, I just saw the best of Josh McCown. He's got a 98.8 quarterback rating. He's throwing for, almost 400 yards a game at times. He's making some spectacular throws. He's really a good athlete. We had Mark Trestman here. Mark is here, and Mark had Josh in Chicago. And Josh obviously had a great year there that year. So we know what he's capable of doing, and they've got tremendous speed really everywhere. I mean, receivers to tight ends are playing well. The offensive line obviously can protect them. They're a very great offensive line. So we understand what they're capable of with their offense.
One former Baltimore Raven, Paul Kruger, and leading sacker for the Cleveland Browns are Monty Bryant. And here's Harbaugh's comments on if he views Kruger as a pass rusher still.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Paul Kruger and Armonte Bryant, these are two guys coming off the edge that just are, I think, among the best in the National Football League. We've seen them, but we saw Denver, we saw Oakland, Pittsburgh's got good pass rushers, Cincinnati, and now we see Cleveland. So it just seems like every week you get a good tandem of pass rushers. Paul we know very well, and we know how relentless he is. Armonte Bryant's a speed edge guy with a lot of length. It's a good tandem, and I think the fact that they're dropping him in coverage more, but they drop Armonte too, so you just can never really predict who's going to be coming and who's going to be rushing at any time.
The key is to get there, though. They've got to find a way. They've done it in one game out of four this year. They've got to do a better job, and if they do that, the guy that they will be harassing is Joe Flacco. Here's what Flacco had to say about playing the Browns.
These games are some of the toughest games that I've played in, coming down to the fourth quarter and having to see whether we've had to come back and win or whether we've had to seal the game with a touchdown late versus a tough defense. They've all come down to the wire and been very, very tough football games. And we've let these guys get out ahead of us a little bit. So I wish it was that easy, but it's not.
Hold on. One second. All right, so 20-10 they won last year in 23-21, tight games. 24-18, 14-6, 25-15, 23-16, 20-14, 24-10. So the last seven games have been decided by 10 points or less. So they actually have been fairly competitive. Is it tough when you're 13-1?
If you get beat by 10 in the National Football League, just so you know, in the locker room, it's considered a blowout.
10, double digits.
Yeah, so that's why, you shine a light on Houston getting beat 42-0 at one point. That's like give up time. That's like need to find new players.
Brian Hoyer rallied them to 42-21.
It's great.
49-21.
Cool. Still counts for a loss. But my whole point is, you look around the National Football League each and every week and you look at Vegas odds. It's tough to find a game where you're given 9 points or more. That's
very rare.
Once every 5 weeks. It's all, between 1 and 6. Sometimes it's tough to get a touchdown.
Yep.
So, again, I understand the grind. I understand the fact that, either Justin Tucker or Flacco have got to make a throw or a kick late in a game to put it out of reach. But, it's time to go win a football game. And I think here's Joe Flacco commenting on what differences he sees from last year's defense to what he's seen out of this year's defense thus far.
No, they got a lot of talent, man, and they are good. They're physical. Like I said earlier, the one thing just from watching a little bit of tape, the one thing that they've done is they've let up some big plays. Just simple, catches out of the backfield from the running back or like little crossing routes and things like that where quarterbacks have only thrown the ball a couple yards and then the guys have ran a good distance with the ball. So I'm sure that stuff's not that hard to correct. And, if you eliminate some of those things, I think they've done a pretty good job.
And finally, just like Phillip Rivers last week, he has had to deal with a lot of injuries to his receiving core. Joe Flacco talked about that.
Well, the biggest thing is we're just young and we don't have a ton of experience. But besides that, I think we got good guys. We haven't had a guy that can run, quite like Torrey has been able to run for us in the past. So, you know, to stretch the defense out has been a little bit, maybe a little bit tougher. But bottom line is we have good guys. It's just a lot of guys that nobody really knows about.
And that guy they expected to play that Torrey Smith role has been injured. Their first-round draft pick, Breshad Perriman, has been struggling with a knee injury since the first day of training camp. So it is an advantage. It's a clear advantage. And as we dig into this football game throughout the remainder of the show and the next 2 days, we're winning a lot of the position battles. It's just a matter of them following through on Sunday, taking the mindful approach that it's a business trip, and getting a W.
This is, I think, a game that the Browns can win, and they've got to find a way to go in there and do it, put it together on all three phases.
What's the line right now?
6.5, which is large.
I just talked about, you know, it's tough to get 7 in the NFL, and we're giving 6.5.
Well, it's a 1-3 Ravens team, too. And listen, the Browns last year lost by 10 on the road there. Their previous trip was 10 on the road in 2012. In 2011, they lost by 6 on the road. In 2010, 7. In 2009, 31. In 2008, 18. And in 2007, they won that game, 33-30. So have some of that, Ravens. It was a magical year back in 2007. But you know what? These teams are different. The Ravens team is different. They've lost a lot defensively. Yeah. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, we know that they're both gone. Pernell McPhee leaves via free agency last
Suggs
year.
Suggs
is out for the year. Not as traded to Detroit. They lose Matt Elam early in the season. So it's a totally different Baltimore Ravens team than they've had in years past. Completely different. Joe Flacco right now is really the constant on that defense. And maybe Elvis Dumervil is the other constant. C.J. Mosley's a nice up-and-coming player. Jimmy Smith has been there now for 4 years. But this is a totally different Ravens team, and it's one that I think the Browns certainly can exploit offensively. The Ravens have struggled as a defensive football team. Their numbers look better after the game against the Steelers because Michael Vick didn't really throw the ball
right
at all.
And the one glaring thing that I kind of shine a light on, and we talked about who are your playmakers in a 3-4 defense? And I think, as I mentioned in the first segment, digging into the stats, looking for some things that jump out to me, the leading tacklers for the Baltimore Ravens are their two inside linebackers, and their third is actually a defensive tackle. So what does that say to me? That means that they're not relying on their safeties and corners to have to run support or make a lot of plays. They can stay back in coverage, and that front seven is doing their job. When you look at ours, Carlos Dansby leads the team with 31 tackles, but you've got Whitner and Gibson soon behind them.
Yeah, and it also that's one of the reasons why they've been a very effective run defense. Le'Veon Bell is the first rusher to go over 100 yards against them in quite some time. All right, when we come back, we'll go back to phone lines 216-578-0850. Get your mailbag questions in for our second hour. Use the hashtag AskCBD on Twitter. Zagura Wilhelm, KC hanging out in studio as well. When we return, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.